Will you please turn the Gospel according to John?
请我们翻开约翰福音
Chapter 17
第十七章
Verse 3
第三节
John 17 Verse 3
约翰福音十七三节
And this is the eternal life, that they should know thee, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom thou hast sent.
认识你独一的真神，并且认识你所差来的耶稣基督，这就是永生。
We do thank the Lord for gathering us together here this time.
我们感谢主，叫这一次我们聚在他的跟前。
Every time we are privileged to gather together unto the name of our Lord Jesus.
我们每一次能够这样聚在父的跟前，我们是何等的荣幸。
I always feel that it is a special grace of God.
我实在觉得这是神给我们特别的恩典。
Because we are living in days.
因为我们是住在这个末后的日子。
We do not know how many we will be able to gather in this way.
我们不知道我们还有多少的机会这样的聚集。
As a matter of fact, many places where God's people are not able to meet this way.
因为有很多的地方神的儿女不能够这样聚集。
Who are we that we are so privileged?
我们是何等样的人，我们有这样的特权。
So I do feel that we should treasure such time.
我们实在觉得我们应该珍惜这样的时间。
That we will not allow such time just to pass without God's purpose being realized.
我们不愿意让这样的时间溜过去，我们愿意让神的旨意在这里实现。
So may we gather in the spirit of prayer.
愿意我们在一个祷告的灵里面聚集。
That we look to the Lord that he would really meet us.
我们仰望他，让他实在地遇见我们。
And we will meet him too.
我们也遇见他。
Then our gathering together will not be in vain.
那我们的聚集就不会没有意义。
The theme of our conference this time is knowing God.
这次大会主题是认识神。
There is no knowledge more fundamental and basic than the knowledge of God.
没有一个真正的知识比认识神是更基本。
And there is no knowledge more sublime as the knowledge of God.
也没有一个认识能够更能超过这个对神。
The knowledge of God is so essential to us.
认识神是对我们那样的基本的事情。
It means life or death to us.
对我们来讲是生与死的分别。
All the other knowledges in the world,
其他世界上一切的知识，
you may have it or you may not have it.
你有或者没有都可以。
But they do not decide your eternity.
但他们不能够定规你的永远。
Only the knowledge of God determines your life or death.
只有对于神的认识来决定你是生或者死。
And it is eternal life or eternal death.
或者永生或者永死。
So,
弟兄姊妹们，
this time when we gathered here together,
这一次当我们聚在一起，
and consider together this matter of knowing God,
当我们来看认识神这件事的时候，
It is something that is so important to each one of us.
对我们每个人来讲都是那么的重要。
God is spirit.
神是个灵。
How can we know him in a living and real way?
我们怎么能够真实实在地认识他呢？
In Romans chapter 1,
在罗马书第一章的里面
Verses 19 and 20
第十九跟二十两节
Because what is known of God is manifest among them, for God has manifested it to them. For from the world's creation, the invisible of Him are perceived, being apprehended by the mind through the things that are made, both His eternal power and divinity, so as to render them inexcusable.
神的事情人所能知道的, 原显明在人心里, 因为神已经给他们显明。 自从造天地以来, 神的永能和神性是明明可知的, 虽是眼不能见, 但借着所造之物, 就可以晓得, 叫人无可推诿。
Even though God is invisible,
虽然神是不能见的,
and yet He has manifested Himself to man,
但是他向人自己的显明他自己。
By observing the things that He created,
借着他所造之物,
we may know of His divinity and eternal power.
我们就能够知道他的永能跟他的神性。
And we know that He is the Almighty God.
我们知道他是那全能的神。
Who but the Almighty God is able to create all the things in the universe?
除了这位全能的神, 谁能创造宇宙里面的万物呢?
And at the same time, we realize that God is divine.
同时我们知道神他是有神能的。
It is not like us human beings.
他不像一般的人类。
He is divine.
他是神。
That is His nature.
这是他的属性。
So through the things that we have seen,
借着我们眼见的万物,
through these visible created things,
借着这些可以见的被造之物,
we can know the invisible God.
我们可以认识这位看不见的神。
And at the same time,
同时,
you remember when the Apostle Paul was in Athens.
我们记得当保罗在,雅典的时候,
he noticed that Athenians seemed to be a very religious people.
他觉得当时这些人他们是非常有宗教性的人。
Because he saw all these shrines in Athens.
因为他看到雅典这些神庙。
And he saw an altar.
他看到一个祭坛。
And the altar is to the unknown God.
因为那一个坛是给未知之神的。
You know the Athenians at that time,
你知道当时这些的雅典人,
were noted for their knowledge and wisdom.
他们是蛮有智慧, 蛮有知识来出名的。
They spend their times just in telling and hearing news.
他们就用很多的时间在这里, 谈谈说说这些的新闻。
They speculated and they philosophized everything.
他们在那里推测, 把很多的事情都变成哲学化。
And yet they knew that there must be a God that was unknown.
他们知道那一定有一位未知之神。
In spite of the fact that they worship all kinds of gods,
虽然他们在那里敬拜各种各样的神,
but somehow, instinctively, they realize that there must be a God that is above all gods.
但是他们里面实在是知道他们知道有一位神是超越诸神。
And yet, this was a God unknown.
这一位是未知。
So the Apostle Paul,
所以使徒保罗,
he told them on the hills of Mars.
所以保罗在那个地方,
he said this unknown God is not unknowable.
说这一位未知之神其实不是不可以晓得的。
As a matter of fact,
其实,
if you think about it,
如果你思想一下,
you will discover that it is this God who gave us life.
是这一位神他把生命赐给我们。
He gave us everything.
他把一切赐给我们。
In one blood, He made the nations.
从一血他就创造了万国。
And He predetermined their times and their boundaries.
他在那里预备并定准他们的年限。
By looking into human history,
我们看人类的历史,
you will realize that there was someone behind human history.
你就知道在人类的历史后面有一个神。
Someone who is in control.
那里有一位在那里掌管一切。
And by observing history,
就借着去观察人类的历史,
you can feel about God.
你可以揣摩到神。
As a matter of fact, we live and move and exist in Him.
所以我们能够活存，我们在。 那里能够行动是因着他。
But in spite of the fact,
借着这一切的事实,
that God has manifested Himself both in created things,
神借着创造的万物，他来彰显他自己。
And also in human history,
也借着人类的历史来彰显他自己。
And yet what we could really know God is an external knowledge.
那我们记得这些也只不过能够有一点外面的知识来认识神。
By our human reasoning,
用着我们人类的一些的理解,
by our thinking,
用着我们的思想,
by our human understanding,
用着我们人的一些的能知道的,
we could conclude that there must be a God.
我们结论说那一定有一位神。
But this God was a distant God.
那这一位神离我们还是很远。
This God was an objective one.
这一位神是一位客观的神。
There was no personal relationship.
与我们没有个人直接的关系。
So we say, by all these things, we may know something of God.
所以我们说，借着这一切，我们能够认识一点关于神的事。
But we do not really know God.
我们还是不认识他。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们,
isn't that true with our past experience?
根据我们个人过去的经历,
maybe with most of us,
我们多数人来讲,
we believe that there must be a God.
我们相信那一定有一位神。
There must be a creator.
一定有一位创造者。
There must be someone who is in control of human history.
一定有一位他当里控制着人类的历史。
We often say, what is history?
我们常常问什么是历史。
History is his story.
历史乃是他的故事。
It is the story of God.
是 神的故事,
it is the story of our Lord Jesus Christ.
是我们主耶稣基督的故事。
And even so,
虽然是这样,
we find that this is an unknown God.
我们还是说他是一位未知之神。
Because there is no contact with him.
因为我们与他没有接触。
So we cannot say this is the true knowledge of God.
所以我们不能够说这是对神
How can we really know God?
我们怎么能够真认识他呢?
The only way to really know God himself
唯一能够认识他自己的路
is to know him in life.
就是在生命的里面认识他。
So here you'll find in John chapter 17 verse 3
所以在约翰17章第三节
to know him The only true God.
认识你独一的真神,
and to know the one whom thou hast sent.
并且认识你所差来的耶稣基督,
this is eternal life.
这就是永生。
We can put it in another way.
我们可以另外一样讲。
How do we come to know God?
我们怎么
We must know him in life.
我们要在生命里面认识他。
It is life that gives us the knowledge of God.
是生命把对于神的认识给我们。
This is the only real way, living way of knowing the living God.
这是唯一真实又是唯一活的路来认识这位活的神。
We thank God.
我们感谢神。
Because even though God is the greatest mystery in the universe,
虽然神是在宇宙里面那最大的奥秘,
yet It pleases God to reveal himself to us.
神实在是愿意把他自己向我们启示出来。
The Apostle Paul tells us.
使徒保罗告诉我们。
He said it pleased God to reveal his son in me.
哦，是那样，神是那样的愿意把他自己向我显明。
That is Paul's personal experience.
这是保罗他自己个人的经历。
Before that time,
在那个时间以前，
Paul, whose name was Saul,
保罗本来叫扫罗。
He was a young man.
他是一个年轻人。
He was a very religious young man.
他是一个非常属宗教的年轻人。
He was not only brought up in a religious Jewish family.
他不单只是在一个非常活在犹太宗教里面的犹太家庭里面长大的。
Orthodox family.
他是那样的正统的宗教的犹大教徒。
Because he said he was a Hebrew of Hebrews.
因为他是希伯来人所生的希伯来人。
Even though he was born in Tarsus.
虽然他生在大树。
It was a Gentile city.
那是一个外邦的城市。
And yet you find in his family.
你发现在他的家里面。
They still spoke Hebrew.
他们家里面是讲希伯来话。
You know, many families that have moved away from their native land.
你知道很多家庭当他们离开他们的本国的地方的时候。
Just like many Chinese today.
就像很多中国人一样。
When we migrate to different countries,
当我们移民到不同的国家的时候，
you find that even though the parents still speak their native tongue,
虽然父母仍然讲他们的本来的母语，
but the children began to speak the language of the land.
但是那些孩子们就讲当地的话。
Many Chinese children, they do not speak Chinese.
所以很多中国的孩子们就不会讲中文了。
But there will be some families.
但是有一些的家庭。
Even though they live in foreign countries.
虽然他们住在外国。
And yet you find in the family, they still speak Chinese.
你在他们在家里面还是讲中文的。
And this was the case with Saul.
这就是扫罗的家里的光景。
So he was brought up in a very orthodox Jewish family.
所以他在一个正统犹太的家庭里面长大。
And when he was 12 years old, probably.
当他大概12岁的时候，
he moved to Jerusalem.
他就搬家到耶路撒冷。
And he studied the law under the greatest rabbi of that time.
他就在当时最大的这个拉比的门下学习。
He was a student of Gamaliel.
他是加马列的学生。
So he knew everything about the law.
所以他认识所有的律法。
And he knew all the traditions of the fathers.
他也知道他们祖宗的遗传。
He had great knowledge about God.
他对于神有很大很多的知识。
He told us himself that he was a Pharisee.
他告诉我们他是一个法利赛人。
He was a Pharisee of Pharisees.
他是法利赛人当中的法利赛人。
In other words, he was so zealous.
他是那样的热心。
He was more advanced than his contemporary.
他比他当时同时的人更加的追求。
We will say.He was a person who knew much about God.
我们说他是一个非常知道神的一个人。
And because he has such great knowledge.
因为他有那么多的知识。
And he was trying to serve God.
所以他就要去侍奉神。
But he served God according to the tradition of the fathers.
他就是根据他们的祖宗的传统来侍奉神。
There was no personal, direct knowledge of God.
他没有个人直接对神的认识。
Very few can compare with him as to his knowledge about God.
对于关于神的一些的认识，没有几个人能够与他相比。
And yet he did not know God.
但他还是不认识神。
And he persecuted those who believe in Jesus Christ.
他在那里逼迫信奉耶稣这名的人。
He thought.By this way, he was serving God.
他说这样他乃是侍奉神。
How blind he was.
他是多么的瞎眼。
Not until one day.
直到有一天。
The Lord Jesus met him on the road to Damascus.
Because God knew his heart. God knew that he was sincere.
神知道他的心是真诚的,
that he was seeking after God. So God met him on the road to Damascus.
所以在大马色的路上,
God appeared to him.
神向他显现,
and the Lord Jesus said to him,
耶稣基督对他说,
Saul, Saul, why do you persecute me?
说扫我, 扫我, 你为什么逼迫我?
And Saul said,
扫我说,
Lord,
主啊,
who are you?
你是谁?
In other words, he did not know God.
换一句话说, 他不认识神,
he had much knowledge about God.
他有一些关于神的知识,
and yet he did not know who the Lord was.
但他不认识主是谁。
But after the Lord appeared to him,
但当神向他显现的时候,
then you'll find his whole life was transformed.
你就看到他整个的生命改变过来。
He received a new life.
他得到一个新的生命。
He said, it pleases God to reveal his son in me.
他说是那样的, 当神把他自己的儿子向我显现，是那样的愿意，神的心是那样的喜悦。
After that revelation from above,
当他得到这上面的启示,
he received a new life.
他得到一个新的生命,
he received the life of God's Son Jesus Christ.
他得到神儿子耶稣基督的生命,
and in that life he knew God.
在那个生命里面, 他认识神。
God became a personal God to him.
神对他来讲, 是他个人 直接认识的神。
God was no longer a distant God.
神不再那是那位遥远的神。
A God in his mind.
不再是在他思想里面的神。
It becomes a God in his heart.
那是在他心中的神。
God dwells in him.
神住在他的里面。
There was a relationship between him and God.
他与神就有了那一个关系。
It is a relationship of life.
这是一个生命的关系。
And since this relationship was formed,
因着这一个关系在那里形成,
you find his whole passion was to know him.
你看他整个的爱好, 他的感情就是要去认识神。
In Philippians chapter 3,
在腓立比第三章的里面,
he told us,
他告诉我们,
he said, because of the excellency of the knowledge of Jesus Christ,
他是因着认识耶稣基督为至宝,
he considered everything as dross,
他已经看万事如粪土,
because the knowledge, the living true knowledge of Jesus Christ is the treasure.
因为那个活的那个真实对神的认识那个是宝贝。
To know him is his lifelong passion.
去认识他, 这是我一生所要的。
Even when he wrote the letter to the Philippians,
当他写腓立比书的时候,
he had known the Lord Jesus for a number of years already.
他已经认识主耶稣基督很多年了。
And yet he said, my passion is to know him.
他说我所要追求的我的爱慕就是认识他。
To know the power of his resurrection.
认识，使我认识基督，晓得他复活的大能。
To have fellowship with his suffering.
叫我能够与他一同受苦。
To be conformed to his death.
效法他的死。
That I may arrive at the out resurrection from among the dead.
或者我也能够从死里复活，有那个真的复活。
Dear brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们,
the more you know the Lord Jesus in life,
我们越在生命的里面去认识我们的主耶稣基督,
the more you long to know him,
我们就越渴慕更多的认识他。
To know him is life.
认识他 乃是生命。
The quality of life depends on our knowledge of God.
我们生命的光景根据我们对他的认识有多少。
The more we know him in life,
我们越在生命里面认识他,
the better, the higher is the quality of our life.
那我们的生命就更高，就品质更好。
So our prayer for this time,
我们对这一次聚会的祈求乃是,
that God will create within us a passion.
求神在我们里面 制造这样的一个爱慕
a passion for the true knowledge of God，
叫我们能够爱慕神的真知识
，that we may have a hunger and thirst after Him，
我们对于他有那样的饥渴
，that we want to know Him and know Him more，
我们要认识他，要更多的去认识他。
The more we know Him, the more we want to know Him。
我们越认识他，我们就越要去认识他。
So may the Lord this time give us such a desire, such a longing。
求主给我们有这样的渴慕。
In the Old Testament,
在旧约的里面
we find that there is a compound name of God.
我们知道在那里有一个神名字的复数的名字。
You know, our God,
我们的神
has many names.
是有许多的名称。
Because by the names, He reveals who He is.
因为借着这些的名称，他把他的所事向我们显明。
You know, among the Chinese especially.
特别是对于中国人来讲
When the parents name for their children.
当父母给你起名字的时候
Usually you find the names are given with very good meanings.
你就发现很多的名字里面有很美好的意思
And our God has many names.
我们的神有许多的名字
and every name reveals something of himself
每一个他的名称都把他自己向我们显明一点
and yet you find in the Bible
在圣经里面
not only in the Old Testament
不单只在旧约
you find it in the New Testament too
在新约里面也是这样
God has a compound name
神是有一个复名
and the compound name is he is the God of AbrahamThe God of Isaac and the God of Jacob.
这个复名乃是他是亚伯拉罕的神、以撒的神、雅各的神。
You know, in that compound name, God reveals something very important to us.
在这个复数的名字里面，神把他自己向我们启示出来。
It shows us that God is not a distant God.
就告诉我们。神不是一位遥远的神。
God is not a God that has not a personal relationship with man, with individual person.
神是那位与人有直接个人关系的神。
You know, there is a kind of a concept.
你知道有这样的观念。
Some people, they believe in God.
有一些人他们这样信神
They believe that God created the universe
他们相信神创造宇宙
He created human beings
他创造人类
But after he created everything
当他创造这一切之后
Then he had nothing to do with what he had created
他就不管他所创造的这些
But brothers and sisters
但是弟兄姊妹们
God is the God of Abraham, of Isaac, and of Jacob
神是亚伯拉罕的神以撒的神雅各的神
In other words, our God is one who has personal relationship with us as individuals.
换一句话说我们的神乃是与我们每一个人有个人关系的一位神
He is not a God that has nothing to do with us now.
他不是那位与我们无关的神
He created the world.
他创造世界
He created mankind
他创造人类
And now he said You try to live as well as you can do
他说你们就自己愿意活得怎么样就活得怎么样
Now it is your business
这是你们的事情吧
He will have nothing to do with the universe or nothing to do with man
他与宇宙与人类没有关系了
But God is not like that
但神不是这样
Because God is love
因为神是爱
The very essence of God is love.
神最基本的本质乃是爱。
And because of this,
因着这样的原因
you find that he wants to have a personal relationship with us.
你发现他愿意跟我们有一个个人的关系。
With each one of us as individuals.
跟我们每一个人有一个个人的关系。
You find that he loves to reveal himself to us personally.
他愿意向我们每个人 显现他自己。
He knows that every one of us is different.
他知道我们每个人都不一样。
You know, if you look at Abraham,
如果你看亚伯拉罕,
if you read his story,
如果你读他的历史,
you cannot but acknowledge that Abraham is a great man.
你不能够不承认亚伯拉罕是一个伟大的人。
If you read the story of Isaac,
如果你读以撒的故事,
you will find that Isaac is just a common person.
你就发现 以撒是一个很平凡的人。
He doesn't seem to have something spectacular.
他没有一些很特殊的事情。
And there is also nothing too much evil or wrong in him.
在他的里面也没有太多的邪恶的东西。
He is just a common person.
他就是一个非常平凡的人。
Now if you look at Jacob,
你看雅各,
you'll find he is such a tricky person.
这个人非常的诡诈。
Very evil in a sense.
他里面很多的邪恶。
But God can reach everyone.
但神能够达到每一个人的里面。
Whether you are a person like Abraham,
不管你像是亚伯拉罕,
he can reach you.
他能够摸到你。
Whether you are a common person like Isaac,
你是一个很平凡, 像以撒一样的人,
he can touch you.
他也可以能够摸着你。
And even if you may be a person like Jacob,
或者你像是一个雅各这样的人,
he can work in your life and transform you.
他可以在你的生命里面工作来改变你。
There is no one that God cannot reach.
没有一个人是神碰不到的。
No one too good to be reached.
没有一个人他觉得他自己太好神不能碰他。
No one too evil to be reached.
也没有一个人他太邪恶神不能改变他。
And no one too common to be reached.
也没有一个人他太平凡神不能够遇见他。
Thank God he is for everyone.
感谢神他是我们每一个人的神。
He loved each one of us so much.
他爱我们每一个人。
And he wants to touch each one of us.
他愿意遇见我们每一个人。
But brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们,
at the same time, you find,
在这个同时你会发现,
God is the God of Abraham,
神是亚伯拉罕的神,
but not Abraham alone.
不单是亚伯拉罕的神,
in that compound name,
在他这个复名的里面,
he is the God of Abraham,
他是亚伯拉罕的神,
the God of Isaac,
是以撒的神,
and the God of Jacob,
也是雅各的神。
In other words,
换一句话说,
our God is so infinite.
我们的神是那样的无限。
His grace is so abundant.
他的恩典是那样的丰满。
And there is such an unsearchable riches in him.
在他的里面有那测不透的丰富。
That he cannot be limited by one person.
他不能够被一个人来限制他。
It takes all the people to show us what a God he is.
是要用着所有的人来叫，才能够叫我们看到他是一个怎样的神。
He is not only the God of Abraham.
他不单只是亚伯拉罕的神。
He is also the God of Isaac.
他也是以撒的神。
And he is also the God of Jacob.
他也是雅各的神。
And by knowing him as the God of Abraham, of Isaac, and of Jacob,
而借着我们能够认识他是亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各的神,
then we come to a fuller knowledge of God.
我们就能够更完全地认识我们的神。
God touched the life of Abraham.
神摸着亚伯拉罕的生命。
And he becomes the God of Abraham.
他就成为亚伯拉罕的神。
God touched the life of Isaac.
神碰到了以撒的生命。
And he became the God of Isaac.
他就成为以撒的神。
And God touched the life of Jacob.
神摸着雅各的生命,
and he became the God of Jacob.
他就成为雅各的神。
In the God of Abraham,
在亚伯拉罕的神里面,
he revealed through Abraham to us that God is the Father.
借着亚伯拉罕的神, 他向我们启示出他是 做父的神。
Being the God of Isaac,
借着做以撒的神,
he revealed through the life of Isaac God the Son.
借着以撒的生命, 他启示出他是神子,
子神。 And being the God of Jacob,
借着雅各的神。
He reveals to us God the Holy Spirit.
他就启示出灵神。
You know, our God is a triune God.
我们的神是三而一的神。
And here you'll find in being called the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob.
他被称为亚伯拉罕的神、以撒的神、雅各的神。
He revealed himself that he is God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit.
他启示出他是父神、是子神、是灵神。
He wants us to know him as Father.
他要我们认识他是父神。
And know him in life.
哦，我们认识他的生命。
Through life.
在生命里面认识他。
We know he is God the Father.
借着生命我们认识他是父神。
Through life, we know he is God the Son.
借着生命我们认识他是子神。
Through life, we know him as God the Holy Spirit.
借着生命我们认识他是灵神。
And this is knowing God.
这是认识神。
And this is what we want to consider together this time.
这是我们这次在主面前要看的。
Do we really know God the Father?
我们真认识父神吗？
Do we really know God the Son?
我们真认识子神吗？
Do we really know God the Spirit?
我们真认识这位做圣灵的神吗？
And it is not something knowing him in our head.
这不是我们头脑的一些的认识而已。
It is knowing him.In life,
而是在生命里面认识他。
That he has touched us,
他摸着我们。
He has dealt with us,
他对付我们。
And there is such an experience of him.
哦，我们在里面对于他有那样的经历。
In a personal way,
是那样个人的一个关系。
And this is knowing God.
这才是认识神。
Now, brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们
my part is to share with you the God of Abraham.
我负责的部分乃是跟大家分享到亚伯拉罕的神。
And our brother Christian will share with us the God of Isaac.
陈弟兄会跟我们分享到以撒的神。
And our brother Dana Condon will share with us the God of Jacob.
康登弟兄会跟我们分享到雅各的神。
So for my part, brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹，我所负责的这部分。
During these three sessions,
借着这三次的聚会
，we would like to consider together.
我们愿意一同来看
how God became the God of Abraham.
神怎么样能够成为亚伯拉罕的神
？How can we know God the Father?
我们怎么样能够认识这位父神
？We will like to use the comment of the Holy Spirit.
哦，我们要借着圣灵所说的话。
That is in Hebrews chapter 11.
在希伯来书第十一章。
And we know that the Holy Spirit made a comment about the life of Abraham.
你知道圣灵在这里对亚伯拉罕的生命做了一个这样的结论。
And he shows us three things.
他告诉我们三件事。
By faith,
因着信
，Abraham when called, he went out, not knowing whither.
亚伯拉罕蒙召的时候就遵命出去。
And then by faith, Abraham sojourned in the promised land as a stranger and sojourner.
哦，因着信，他在那个地上成为一个寄居的人。
And then by faith.Abraham, when tested, he offered up Isaac.
也借着因着信，他受试炼的时候把以撒献上。
So this evening we will talk about the God who calls.
今天晚上我们讲到这位呼召的神。
Will you please turn to Hebrews chapter 11?
我们翻希伯来书第十一章。
Hebrews chapter 11.Verse 8.
希伯来书十一章第八节。
By faith, Abraham, being called, obeyed to go out into the place where he was to receive for an inheritance, and went out, not knowing where he he was going.
亚伯拉罕因着信蒙召的时候，就遵命出去，往将来要得为业的地方去。出去的时候还不知道往哪里去。
If you go back to the book of Genesis,
如果我们回到启示录里面
，Genesis，
我们回到创世纪里面去。
You find in Genesis chapter 11.
我们在创世纪第十一章里面
，Terah begot Abram.
他拉生亚伯兰。
Now the name Abram,
亚伯兰
means high father.
亚伯兰是意思是
大父，
大父。
When a child was born,
当一个孩子出生的时候
，you know the father has some thought about the child.
这个父亲对于这个孩子有这样的思想。
He might have some expectation concerning the child.
对这个孩子，他有这样的期望。
So he called his child Abram.
他叫他的儿子亚伯兰。
High father,
大父。
Now what does it mean?
什么意思呢？
It means that probably with this child, he may have many sons and many daughters.
意思乃是说，因着这个孩子，他会有许许多多的子子孙孙。
This was the expectation of Terah.
这是塔拉的期望。
But strangely, the Bible told us.
但圣经里面很特别的告诉我们。
He married Sarah.
他与撒拉结婚。
And Sarah was barren.
撒拉没有孩子。
It must be such a great disappointment.
对他来讲呢，实在是非常的失望。
He was supposed to be a high father.
他要成为一个大的的父亲。
And yet he had no child.
但他没有孩子。
We may say it was a tragedy.
我们说这实在是一个可怕的事情。
And yet. God had a higher thought for Abram.
但神在亚伯兰身上有那更高的旨意。
God's thoughts are always higher than our thoughts.
神的想法永远比我们的思想高。
God's ways are always higher.Than our ways.
神的道路永远高过我们的道路。
Here you find a man.
在这里你看到一个人。
Who was expected to be high father.
他在这里本来应该做一个大的父亲。
And yet what a tragedy.
这是何等样的一个悲惨的事情。
He did not even have one son.
他一个儿子都没有。
And it was God who shut up the womb of Sarah.
是神叫撒拉没有生育
，For what reason？
为什么呢
？Because God had a higher thought for Abram.
因为神在亚伯兰的身上有一个更高的思念。
And you remember later on, God changed his name to Abraham.
你知道后来神叫他名字改为亚伯拉罕。
And at that time, he still had no son.
那个时候他还是没有儿子。
And yet God said, "You shall be called Abraham."
神说你要被称为叫亚伯拉罕
Father of a multitude
是多国之父
And not only just high father
不单只是一个大的父亲
But high father of a multitude
是众人的父亲
Brothers and sisters
弟兄姊妹们
That is God's thought for this person
这是神对于这个人他所想的
Here you find the first meaning of fatherhood.
你在这里看到为做父亲为父的这个意思的头一方面。
The first indication of the revelation of God the Father.
对于父神的启示的头一点。
Father means the beginning.
父说出了开始。
God was to be the beginning to the life of Abraham.
神就这个父要亚成为亚伯拉罕生命的起源。
What was natural had to come to an end.
一切天然的都要被结束。
So that God can be his beginning.
神才能够成为开始，他的开始。
When you open the Bible,
当你把圣经打开的时候
，the first phrase in first word is in the beginning, God.
圣经一开始头一句话说，起初神。
This is the first principle, spiritual principle in the Word of God.
这是在神话语里面一个第一个属灵的原则。
Who is God?
神是谁？
What kind of God he is?
他是怎样的一位神呢？
He is the beginning.
他是起初。
He is the first.
他是第一位。
He is the Alpha.
他是阿拉佛。
He is the originator of life.
他是生命的起源。
Everything must begin with him.
一切都应从他开始。
Whatever does not begin with him.
一切不是从他那里开始的
does not count.
都不算数
Anything that does not have its beginning in God
一切从神那里开始的
It will be brought into death
那样被带到死地
So that God can be the beginning
然后神成为他的开始
And this is what you find in the life of Abraham
这里就在亚伯拉罕的生命里面看到
God will not allowman to be the beginning
神不要人做开始
God himself is the beginning
神自己是开始
and that's the reason why
这就是为什么
God shut up the womb of Sarah
神在那里封闭了撒拉的生育
To Abraham at that time, it was a tragedy.
对亚伯拉罕来讲，那实在是一件灾难的事情。
But actually, God meant to bless him.
但神是要叫他得到祝福。
So, dear brothers and sisters,
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
I think for us to know God the Father,
叫我们能够认识父神
the first spiritual principle is to realize that everything must begin with God.
头一个属灵的原则我们需要认识一切都要从神开始
That is the beginning of our spiritual life
这就是我们属灵生命的开端
Before God begins in our life
神在我们生命里面还没有开始以前
That natural life doesn't count
那个天然的生命是不算数的
And brothers and sisters
Even
after we believe in the Lord Jesus,
当我们信了主以后
and He is the beginning of our life,
他是我们生命的开始
and yet how often we still live in the old life,
那我们还是常常活在旧的生命里面
we still have our expectation in our flesh,
我们还是在我们肉身的里面有这样的欲望
and this is the lesson.We need to learn.
这是我们需要学的功课。
Then all flesh has to come to death.
所有属肉体的都要带到尽头。
And it is a very tragic experience.
这是一个很悲惨的经历。
And yet it is necessary.
但这是必须的。
Why is it?
为什么？
Because God Himself wants to be the beginning.
因为神要做我们的开始。
This is knowing God the Father in life.
这是在生命里面认识父神。
This is not only true when we first believe in the Lord Jesus.
对于我们来讲，不单是刚刚信主耶稣的时候是这样。
You know, before we believe in the Lord Jesus.
当我们信主以前
，we try to achieve salvation by ourselves.
我们要凭着自己来得救。
By that old life.
我们要让凭着旧生命来得救
trying to accumulate enough merit to be saved
我们来积一些的功德来得救
we think of righteousness according to the law
我们按照律法来行义
But brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们,
God has to bring us to the end.
神要把我们带到尽头。
We discover that there is no good in us.
我们发现在我们里面没有一点的美好。
No one can save himself by his efforts.
没有一个人能够靠行为得救。
And only after we are brought to that end,
当我们只有当我们带到这个尽头的时候
then we begin to see that it has to begin with God.
我们才开始看见一定要从神开始。
But God,
只有神。
Rich in mercy and love.
哦，只有他满有丰满恩典与慈爱。
He has to be our beginning.
他只有他要成为我们的开始。
But remember,
我们要记住
，this is not only true in the beginning of our Christian life.
这不单只是对于我们基督徒生命的开始是这样。
It must be true throughout our Christian.
在我们基督徒一生里面都要这样。
And this explains to us,
这就告诉我们为什么。
Why he has to bring us to death,
为什么要把我们带到死地。
In order that he can begin with us.
然后他在我们身上才能够开始。
And this is the first meaning of fatherhood.
这是为父的头一个意义。
When Abraham,was in Ur of Chaldea.
当亚伯兰在加勒底的吾尔
The God of glory appeared to him.
荣耀的神向他显现。
You find that in Acts chapter 7 verse 1.
你发现在使徒行传第七章第一节。
You know when you read Genesis.
当你读创世纪的时候
Genesis chapter 12.
创世纪第十二章。
It seems as if God revealed, spoke to Abraham in Haran.
神在哈兰向亚伯兰说话。
But actually, if you go back to Acts chapter 7,
如果你回到使徒行传第七章,
you'll find that even when Abraham was in Ur of Chaldea,
你就发现当亚伯兰在加勒底的吾尔,
the God of glory appeared to him.
荣耀的神向他显现。
And called him.
在那里呼召他。
Now today, Earl of Chaldea had already been excavated.
今天加勒底的吾尔已经不存在。
Excavated.
已经给挖出来了。
And they discover that Earl of Chaldea was a city of idols.
他们就发现加勒底的吾尔是一个充满偶像的城市。
And according to tradition, Terah, Abram's father, was a maker.Of idols.
根据一些的传统说，他拉是一个造偶像的人。
And Abram was born in such a city and in such a family.
亚伯兰是生在那一个城市，是生在那样的家庭里面。
And yet the God of glory appeared to him.
但是荣耀的神向他显现。
Again, you'll find God had to take the initiative.
我们就看到是神在那里开始的。
It was not man who takes the initiative.
不是人开始的。
God always takes the initiative.
神永远都是主动的在那里开始。
So it is God who appeared to Abraham.
是神向亚伯兰显现。
And calling him.
呼召他。
To leave his native land.
叫他离开。他的父家
and his kindred,
离开他的本族
and to go where God will lead him to,
叫他去神指示他的地方去
and the Bible tells us,
圣经告诉我们
Abraham obeyed,
亚伯拉罕他遵行
by faith he obeyed,
借着信他遵守
but when he went out,
当他出去的时候
he did not know where he was going,
他还不知道他往哪里去
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们
you find that God appeared to Abraham.
你发现神向亚伯兰显现
The God of glory appeared to Abraham.
荣耀的神向亚伯兰显现
Now, what is glory?
什么是荣耀
Glory is a term that is impossible to define.
荣耀是这个名词我们没有办法来给它下定义
When God appeared, you see glory.
当神显现，你看见荣耀。
And in the Bible, you find the word glory sometimes is a synonym of God.
你发现在圣经里面，荣耀这个字是说到神的名字。
God is glory.
神是荣耀的。
You cannot define it.
你不能够给他下定义。
It is indescribable.
这是不能够形容出来的。
Because our God is the self-existing God.
因为我们的神是那位自有的神。
He is the God of eternity.
他是那永远的神。
He is the omnipresent, omnipotent, and omniscient God.
他是那位全知、全能、全在的神。
He is love.
他是爱。
He is holiness.
他是圣洁。
He is purity.
他是那个最纯洁的。
He is beauty itself.
他自己是那样最美丽的。
In the Bible, you find we try different ways to express the glory of God.
我们在圣经里面，我们用许多的方法来形容这位神。
Sometimes it used the symbol of fire.
上次有的时候我们说神像烈火。
When they see the appearance of God, it is like a burning fire.
你当看到神显现的时候，像那个烈火一样。
And sometimes it's an indescribable light.
有的时候我们发现它是那形容不出来的大光。
Sometimes it is symbolized by brilliant gold.
在那里像那样那么多的晶晶。
And sometimes even being described as a dark cloud.
什么时候形容如黑云。
And yet there is glory within it.
但是在里面带着荣耀。
The Shekinah glory of God.
在那里带着极大的荣耀。
Anyway, you find glory described that God is unique.
荣耀在那里形容出神是那独特的。
That he is different.
他跟别的不一样。
He is above all.
他超越一切。
He is indescribable.
他是不能够形容出来的。
There is satisfaction, pleasure in him.
在他的里面有那充满了满足的喜悦。
He is
那完美的。
And the glory, the God of glory appear to Abraham.
荣耀的神向亚伯兰显现。
And when Abraham saw the glory of God,
当亚伯兰看到神的荣耀，
immediately you find all these idols became shameful.
你马上他发现所有的偶像都变成是羞耻的。
The glory of God was such,
神的荣耀是那样，
that it blended the eyes of Abraham to his surroundings.
叫亚伯拉罕对于他周围的眼睛怕了。
Earl of Chaldea was nothing when he compared with the glory.
奥迪的乌尔与神的荣耀是没有办法相比的。
All his relationship with his kindreds became nothing.
他跟他本族一切的关系都不再算什么。
He was called to leave everything of the old behind.
他被呼召要离开一切的旧造。
And just to go where God was leading him.
直到神所带领他的。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们，
do you know that God called us by his glory?
你知道神借着他的荣耀来呼召我们吗？
In 2 Peter chapter 1 verse 3,
在彼得后书第
Chapter 1,
第一章第三节里面，
As his divine power has given to us all things which relate to life and godliness through the knowledge of, that has called us by glory and virtue.
神的神能已将一切关乎生命和前进的事赐给我们，借由我们认识那用自己荣耀和美的意思乃是
His calling is a glorious calling.
他的呼召乃是荣耀的呼召。
His calling is not something cheap, something small.
一个很卑微很小的呼召。
God called Abraham by his glory.
神用他的荣耀 向亚伯拉罕呼召。
That is to say,
就是说
God is going to lead Abraham into glory.
神要带亚伯拉罕进入荣耀。
And the same thing is true with us today.
今天对我们也是这样。
God called each one of us by his glory.
神用着他的荣耀呼召我们每一个人。
He reveals to us how glorious he is.
他向我们显现他自己是多么的荣耀。
He reveals to us his unsearchable riches.
他把他那测不透的丰富向我们显明。
And he is leading us into glory.
他把我们要带到荣耀里面去。
Oftentimes we think of God's calling has just called us out of death into heaven.
经常我们以为神的呼召乃是把我们招脱离死亡，招到天上去。
But we need to remember, He calls us by His glory.
我们需要知道，他是用着他的荣耀来呼召我们。
So that's why you find verse 30.
所以你记得在罗马书第八章第三十节里面
，Whom God has foreknown, He has predestinated.
预先所知道的，他又预先所定下的，他又召他们来。
He called them.
他召他们来的人。
And he justified.
又称他们为义。
Whom he justified, he glorified.
所称为义的人，又叫他们得荣耀。
His calling is that we may be conformed to his beloved son.
他的呼召乃是叫我们给磨成他爱子的形象。
Our Lord Jesus is to lead many sons into glory.
我们的主耶稣乃是要带许多的儿子进荣耀里去。
Our calling is an on high calling.
我们的呼召乃是那从上面来的呼召。
And because Abraham saw the glory of God.
好，亚伯拉罕看到神的荣耀。
The reason why he was able to leave everything behind and follow the Lord.
所以他能够撇下一切。来跟从我们的主。
Dear brothers and sisters,
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
we need to see that we are called according to His glory.
我们需要看见我们蒙召是根据他的荣耀。
If only the glory of the Lord will appear to us.
当神的荣耀我们显现的时候，
If only we can see His beauty.
如果我们单单的看到他的荣美，
We can see His loveliness.
我们看到他的爱，
If we can only see His holiness.
如果我们单单能够看到他的圣洁，
We will be so attracted by Him.
我们就是那样的被他吸引住。
And that naturally we were able to leave everything that is old behind us.
我们就很自然地撇下我们一切的旧照来跟从他。
And follow him.
来跟从我们的主。
You know, when the God of glory appeared to Abraham,
当荣耀的神向亚伯兰显现的时候，
do not think that what God has called him to do is irrational.
不要以为神呼召他叫他做的是不合理的。
You will find that when you see the glory of God,
当你发现，当你看到神的荣耀，
that is the only way you can go.
那只有这样上。
Because glory put everything in shadow.
因为荣耀把一切都掩盖。
Now how did Abraham respond?
亚伯兰怎么样来回应？
He responded by faith.
因着信，他回应。
Now, oftentimes we say faith is blind.
我们常常说，信是瞎眼的。
Sometimes we say it's a leap of faith.
我们说是信心的跳跃。
Now this is only half true.
这只是对了一半。
It is true.
是这样。
That when faith is being exercised.
当信心在那里操练出来的时候，
you are no longer being led by feeling.
你就不再跟着感觉。
You are not the visible.
你就不再跟着眼见。
You are no longer depend upon what you can see and hear.
你就不再依赖你能够听能够看的。
So far as these external things are concerned, it is true.
对于外面这些事情来讲，好像是真实。
Yet, faith is not blind.
但信心不是瞎眼。
Faith may be blind to these external things.
信心对于这外面来讲，可能是瞎眼的。
Maybe blind to your own feeling.
可能对你自己的感觉是瞎眼的。
But faith is sight, spiritually.
但信心在灵里面是看见。
Abraham went out by faith.
亚伯兰因着信而出去。
Not knowing where he was going.
他还不知道往哪里去。
He was blind.
是看不见的。
He didn't know where he was going.
他不知道往哪里去。
But Abraham knew God.
但亚伯兰知道神。
He did not know where he was going.
他不知道去哪里。
But he knew God was leading him.
但他知道神在带领着他。
So, brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们，
what is faith?
信心是什么？
Faith is look away from everything.
信心乃是不看一切。
And look steadfastly unto Jesus, the end finisher of our faith.
但只是单单的注目这位为我们信心创始成终的耶稣。
Without seeing God,
如果没有看见神，
you cannot manufacture faith.
你不能够制造一些的信心。
Faith is seeing God.
信心乃是看见了神。
Seeing the glory of God.
看见了神的荣耀。
And because of
因着这样，
faith rises within your heart.
信心里面就满意。
You can trust the one whom you have seen.
你就能够相信这位你所看见的。
His glory is a reality.
他的荣耀乃是实际。
So, dear brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们，
how we need to respond by faith.
我们怎么样因着信来回应呢？
May the Lord himself reveal to us his glory.
愿意主把他的荣耀向我。
And then we will respond by faith.
然后我们用信心来对他的荣耀的呼召来回应。
So, brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们，
here you'll find in the life of Abraham,
你就看到在亚伯拉罕的生命里面，
how God revealed to him as God the Father.
神如何的向他显现了他是父神。
That he is the beginning.
他是开始。
That in every step of his life,
在他生命的一步，
God has to take the initiative.
神要做开始。
And then also,
还有
He shows that he is Father.
他向我们显现了他是父。
Because the Father loves.
因为父爱我们。
And because he loves so much.
因为他是那样的爱我们。
He wants to share his glory with us.
他要把他的荣耀叫我们能够分享。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们，
I often feel this way.
我经常这样的觉得，
When we talk about God the Son,
当我们讲到子神的时候，
It seems as if he is more tangible.
好像是那样能够摸得着具体。
We seem to be able to understand God the Son.
我们好像明白子神一点。
But when we talk about God the Father,
但是当我们讲到父神的时候，
oftentimes,It's a little bit vague.
好像我们觉得太玄了一点。
We know he is our father.
我们知道他是我们的父。
But in what ways?
那是怎样做我们的父呢？
How much do we know him as the father?
我们能够认识这位父有多少呢？
How much do we really know him in life?
我们在生命里面怎么样能够认识他呢？
And I feel that this is a most necessary knowledge that we need to have.
我觉得这是我们今天最需要有的认识。
So may the Lord during these days,
所以愿意主在这几天的里面，
reveal to us as Father.
向我们启示他 是父。
And if we really know God the Father,
如果我们真正的认识父，
you know something will happen.
有一些事情会发生。
That Father character will in turn be incorporated in us.
那个父的性情就会组织在你的里面。
And that's the reason why. You find Abraham is called the father of faith.
这就是为什么亚伯罕称为信心之父。
Because he knows God the Father.
因为他认识父神。
That father character begins to characterize him.
那个事情就在他的里面成为他的性格。
Now, if we really know God the Father,
如果我们真认识父神，
then it will happen to us the same thing.
这样的事情也会发生在我们的身上。
The father character will begin to be manifested in our life.
父的性情就开始在我们的生命里面彰显出来。
May the Lord help us.
求主帮助我们。
Let us have a word of prayer.
我们祷告。
Dear Heavenly Father,
亲爱的天父，
we do want to praise and thank thee.
我们要感谢赞美你。
Because thou art not the unknown God.
因为你不是未知之神。
Because thou hast manifest thyself as the God of Abraham.
因为你是那样的启示出你是亚伯拉罕的神。
And in the life of Abraham, we can know thee as our Father.
在亚伯拉罕的生命的里面，叫我们能够认识你是父神。
We do pray that thou will always we be the beginning.
我们祷告要你做我们一切的开始。
Do not allow us to initiate anything.
不要让我们自己去做什么。
Bring us to our end.
把我们带到我们的尽头。
That thou mayest be always our beginning.
哦，愿你成为我们一切的开始。
And we do pray, Lord, that thou will continue to draw us with thy glory.
我们求你继续用你的荣耀来吸引我们。
That we may enter into thy glory.
叫我们能够进入你的荣耀。
We praise and worship thee.
我们敬拜赞美你。
In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
奉主耶稣基督的名。